Welcome to Catholic Sports View, a look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here's your host, Bob Gibson.
Welcome all of you to Catholic Sports View. I am Bob Gibson, and we're glad you've joined us. We are brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Orange, and another big show this week. And we're going to start it off by looking at some rankings and talking about the Boris Baseball Classic. And it's finally here. We're going to be out there this week talking to people around the tournament. And of course, it is hosted between the two schools, two of the schools here in the Trinity League, Modern Day High School and J. Sarah Catholic. They do a great job co-hosting this thing. And the Boris Family Foundation does an outstanding job putting this tournament on each and every year. And we're glad to have it right here in our own backyard. And two of our schools co-hosting as well, which always makes it just that much more special. So we will have our show dedicated to that next week. So make sure you tune in, listen to that. Lots of baseball if you're a big baseball fan next week. But we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. And later on in the show, we're going to talk to Matt Marujo. He's the head boys volleyball coach at Servite. And I do that every time I say boys volleyball. It's an all boys school. So it is the only volleyball team at Servite High School. So anyway, we'll talk to Matt Marujo. You know, I always do that. I do the rosary sometimes too. I'll say girls, and it's an all girls school. So anyway, the volleyball coach at Servite High School, Matt Marujo, he's also the athletic director over there as well. So we'll talk to Matt and we'll ask him about his season. One of the top teams again in Orange County and in the Trinity, and fighting for a league championship. So that was a fun conversation. We'll have that just in just a couple of minutes. But we want to do a little preview of the Boris Classic coming up this weekend. Look at the teams that are invited to this thing, and look who's going to be out on the baseball fields across Orange County this week. Here are the teams that are invited to the South Classic. Now, there's a North and a South, and then the winners of those two will get together and play for the eventual championship. But we got to get through the two brackets first. South Hills, San Dimas, Rancho Bernardo, Oaks Christian, Maranatha, La Mirada, La Costa Canyon, Huntington Beach, Ganesha, Etiwanda, Crespi, Corona, who is the number one team in the nation, by the way. So if you're a high school baseball fan, you want to see the best team anywhere, Max Preps has them ranked number one in the nation. Corona High School will be part of the Boris Baseball Classic. Carlsbad, Aquinas, and of course, Modern Day and J. Sarah Catholic. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Starts on the 2nd of April and goes on through the week from there. You can go on to BorisClassic.com if you want to get more information on this tournament as well. And then we'll, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about it next week, and we're going to have interviews with a lot of the people involved with the tournament over there. All righty. Let's go to some polling right now. The CIF, we kind of wait a little bit into the seasons to kind of get through it and kind of see where some teams are landing in the polls. But it's a good chance, I think, to look at we're going to look at baseball, softball, and then boys and girls lacrosse this week, and then we'll get into some of the other spring sports in the next week or two. But let's look at the Division I baseball rankings. And of course, Corona, if they're the number one team in the nation, they're going to be the number one team in CIF as well. They are number one. Santa Margarita, number three. Orange Lutheran at four. J. Sarah at six. So that's the way it looks right now in the Southern Section rankings. Lots of Trinity League schools right there in the top 10. And they're going to have a lot to say about what happens in the playoffs. And of course, the playoffs will get crazy once we get to that point over in Division III, which is where St. John Bosco resides in the CIF Southern Section rankings. They are ranked fifth. And as we move on to softball, we can tell you that as we look at it here, give me 1 second to bring it up. There it is. J. Sarah is ranked 11th. Olu, let's get to that one first. Olu is ranked second, of course, one of the best teams in the nation. Pacifica of Garden Grove is the number one team, one of those legacy programs in Southern California. Olu number two, and then J. Sarah at number 11. So some good softball being played as well over in Division II. Rosary is ranked seventh. So that's a look at some of the softball rankings, and then let's go to boys and girls lacrosse. How about boys lacrosse first? As we look at the Division I-II rankings, they put Division I and II together. Modern Day is ranked fourth, Santa Margarita fifth, and J. Sarah seventh. St. Margaret's Episcopal is the number one team in Division 1-2. And as we look at the girls' rankings really quick, and also Division 1-2, Foothill is the number one team from Santa Ana Tustin. As you look at it there, that program has been good for a very long time with John Fox over there. So no surprise there. Santa Margarita fourth, and Mater Dei is ranked 10th in the girls lacrosse rankings. So good to look at that. Oh, we almost missed Orange Lutheran in Division 3. They are ranked 5th. That takes care of the CIF Southern Section rankings. And as I mentioned, Max Preps, their top 25. In case you wonder where some of our teams are nationally, I mentioned to you Corona at 12-1 is the number one team in the nation. And we've got two Trinity teams up there as well. Santa Margarita is ranked 8th this week, right behind them. Olu, they are ranked 9th. So that is how some of our teams stack up across the rest of the country. And it's going to be some real good stuff down the stretch here, as it is always in the Trinity League. And of course, we are the show of record for the Trinity League Scooper right here on Catholic Sports View. And we talk Trinity all the time, and we're going to keep you updated on all these teams and what they're doing as we march closer and closer to the postseason. All right. So earlier this week, I got a chance to talk with Matt Marujo. He is the volleyball coach and the athletic director at Servite High School. And that's quite a job this time of year because he's in season and he's still got his AD job. And I asked him about that as well. So, we talked to, Kevin Kiernan over at Mater Dei, who just retired as the girls basketball coach. He had both jobs as well. It's been done, quite a lot over the years, but that doesn't make it easy. It's a very demanding work, but to keep your team near the top or at the top and still be in charge of an entire athletic program, that really says something about somebody. So Matt Maru doing a great job at Servite with that as well. It was a great conversation. We talked some good volleyball, and here's how the conversation went with the Servite volleyball coach, Matt Maru. All right, we welcome in Matt Marujo. He is the head volleyball coach, also the athletic director at Servite High School. But we're talking boys volleyball this time of year, of course, in the spring. And coach, no stranger to a tough schedule. Certainly, you guys really schedule up with having such a great program as you've had over the years. And it's been a little bit of kind of an up and down sort of a thing. 10-11, around hovering around 500 is an overall record right now. But is some of that just a product of having just played so many really, really good teams throughout the season so far?
Yeah, since I've taken the job, when I took the job and took over the program, everything was, how do we prepare to win the league, right? And if we can win the league, then we believe we set ourselves up to do well in the playoffs. So we go and we play a really, really difficult schedule, and I think if you look at our schedule and look at the top 10 of CIF, it almost matches. Mm-hmm. We've played all of them except for MiraCosta, and I do think it helps us get there. And I think for me, having a program that has a lot of freshmen and sophomore who are just starting to get into volleyball, I also love playing the best teams so that they can see some of those really great players and maybe be inspired to want to go and play club and do all the stuff that's necessary. So it kind of serves two purposes.
Obviously, yeah. Club volleyball is a big part of the landscape of the sport. So you still have kids that are coming in fresh to volleyball, maybe not coming out of the club scene necessarily?
Oh, yeah. For us, we basically almost all of our freshman year in, year out have played very little volleyball. They've maybe played for their junior high school coming in, and that's where maybe they've gotten exposed to it. A lot of them, especially this year's freshman group, which is a really athletic, really exciting group. Some of them, it didn't work out in other sports, or they're in other sports and they wanted to try this, and now they're really starting to like what we do and the sport itself. So that's kind of been our bread and butter for 15 years, is try and find the biggest and most athletic freshman we can. And we have a rule in our program where on the freshman level, every kid plays in every match because it's their first experience playing volleyball. So we want them all to have a positive experience, to have a lot of fun. And so my freshman coach's job is to make sure they fall in love with the game so that they're passionate about moving forward with it.
When you have a kid who is fresh to it and starts, you see that kind of click, that light bulb go on, they do start falling in love with it. What are the reasons? What is it about volleyball that kind of hooks them in?
I think there's a couple of things. I think there's a fast pace to it. I think that part of it is different. there's true teamwork in it, like probably more so than some other sports where you really do need on every play, you need two to three guys to execute at a certain level to then make something happen. I think for us, there's also some enjoyment that most of our kids' parents don't know anything about the game. So there's some of that they're, when they get in the car, the parents are asking them about the game versus maybe giving them pointers. That probably happens in some other sports. So, and I like to believe we as coaches try to make a really positive, fun environment that is maybe different than some of our other sports. As the AD, I hope that's not true, but I think that's some of the reasons we try to do and how we do it. And I think we've been pretty successful with it.
You know, obviously to build a program and to compete in the Trinity League, right? You need great athletes, and you do have great athletes that show up at Servite. Yeah. And one thing about Servite that may be not true at every school, but there's a lot of multi-sport guys that play at Servite. So, I mean, that, I think that lends itself to some of the better athletes know, hey, I can go play another sport as well. I don't have to specialize in one thing.
Absolutely. And something we talk about with the freshmen as they come in as a school is be open to where God's kind of guiding you. You know, you may come in believing you're a baseball player and maybe it doesn't work out or you don't have the role that you have. And maybe there is another door in a volleyball or lacrosse or a track. And, that's why for us as a school, we're passionate about this idea that especially freshman year, if you have any interest in something, go explore it. Cause maybe that is God pointing you in a different direction that you're intended to go to.
Do you find that kids and parents are open to that possibility days of specialization, kids, really sort of get their mindset on one thing?
No, I think it's one of the reasons kids and high level athletes or athletes in general pick Servite is that we don't just say it. We don't just put on a brochure. We live it. 77% of our kids here play sports and about 45% of them play a multi-sport.
Wow.
So we're living it. We're doing it. We're doing it with incredible athletes like a Mason Graham and a Tetero McMillan. But we're also doing it with kids who, they're probably not going to play college sports, but they're just really good high school athletes and they're contributing to multiple teams. We have some guys like that on my team right now that's what we're all about. Now, some of that does take having some good conversation with the kid and the family about what their goals and what their priorities are. And then us as coaches laying out realistic expectations based on what their goals are. And so it's not easy. And I tell that to all my coaches as the athletic director, this is not easy. The easier way is to say, hey, this kid's mine and I control him, but right. We're in it for what's best for the kids. And I think the kids being involved in multiple things and exploring their different passions is what's going to serve them best long term.
Even though you look at the overall record and the fourth place in Trinity league play as we stand right now, and you still got some matches to go here to finish it out, but still a top ranked team in those CIF rankings. And so that just shows you the level of play on the Trinity that even a third, fourth place team in the Trinity is still one of the top teams in Southern California. I mean, that's the level we're talking about when it comes to the Trinity.
Yeah, and I actually think, and maybe our record isn't updated right now, Max, perhaps we're 13-10.
Oh, okay.
We're in that second, third battle. So I think we're still in a really good spot. What I'm excited about with the Trinity League is it's a lot better than it's been in the past couple of years. And I mean that in all due respect, but I think, you have coaches like Henry at Olu, who has the program going well. The new coach at St. John Bosco, we played him the other night, and that's the best team they've had in a while. Jay Sarah with Tim Layton has got a good team. So that has made the league way more competitive than it has been the last two or three years. We lost a two tough ones to Mater Dei, but they're pretty good, but we're right there with them.
Are we still seeing a lot of boys that want to play volleyball? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I get a little feeling that the sport of volleyball has tipped sort of the female side a little bit. We see so many of the great female athletes, and some of the great male athletes maybe aren't necessarily gravitating to volleyball as they did in the past.
Yeah, I think it ebbs and flows, but mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of growth on the men's side. I mean, we're really fortunate here at Servite. We have 17 kids on freshmen. We have 17 kids on JV. I have 19 kids on varsity. And with our freshman group, we have to cut every year.
Okay.
We get 30 to 35 kids who try out every year. I wish I had two gyms and there was the ability to keep more, but it makes it hard. But we do keep 17, 18 kids every year. So we're making some cuts. Now, I think we're in a really unique spot that I've been here for a while. I think we have a good reputation. So kids want to test it out and see what it's like. But across the Trinity League, all the teams are full, you know, like they're full, there's kids involved. Coaching on the club side, the numbers are continuing to grow and get there. I agree with you. I think some of the elite high level athletes maybe are specializing and aren't playing volleyball as long. But on the same hand, there's some incredible athletes that are playing our game. So
yeah, and you see that at the collegiate level, right? You see those kids that are able to move up to the collegiate level, then you see that level of volleyball up there. Finishing it out here, you feel really good about where your group's at, you know, headed towards the postseason?
Yeah, absolutely. I think while we lost a really tough one on Wednesday to Mater Dei, we finally consistently played, you know, what I would call really good team volleyball, from how we were communicating on the court, how we were communicating on the bench and timeouts or in between sets. I thought it was the type of environment I want to see us to consistently have. So I'm excited with where we're at. You know, while we have some key seniors that are doing some really good things, we also have been playing a couple of young guys too, and guys who hadn't played last year. And so I think everyone's kind of rounding into form. We are heading off to the Brophy Prep Tournament during spring break. So we'll get out of town here for a tournament. And I think that will really continue to bring us together as a group. And, you know, we have three more league games and then we'll roll into playoffs from there.
Is it fun to get away and kind of get the group out of the traditional setting?
It's great. We've done it for 3 years now. We really intentionally either go to this Arizona tournament or we've gone up north to the Bellarmine tournament, and no one else from Orange County is there. No one else from Orange County. Loyola is going to go this year. I was able to get Mike Boley to take his group, which will be exciting and elevate the level of that tournament. But it's a great tournament, and there's great volleyball in Arizona. It's booming in Arizona. There's some incredible athletes, some incredible teams. But it's fun for our team and our boys to stay. You know, we're going to fly together, you know, so do the whole flying together, stay in a hotel together, team meals. And we're actually going to go out a day early and have Thursday be just a team day of Top Golf and a family dinner. And that's what it's about. It's education-based athletics, and providing opportunities for these kids to have good experiences that they'll talk about forever is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, right? Is to provide these opportunities for kids, because it like you said, it doesn't last too long. It's 4 years, right? Most of these kids won't go play college. They'll go on to college, but they won't play necessarily sports in college. It's so important to get these memories at this time, because like you and I know, you look back on it, you know, so many years later, and you still have fond memories of it, right?
Yeah, and for me, I had a couple of moments this year that I think have shown some proof in what we're doing. We did an alumni open gym in December, and we had 63 people show up, 63 alumni show up.
Wow.
62 of them were kids I coached during my 15 years. We had one guy from the 90s who was there, but the rest were all guys that I coached. And to see the friendships and the bonds that they still have today, not just with their own class, but class to class, and how they're still connecting and hanging out. And now they're starting to have kids and their families are connected. Yeah. It's like, you know, wow, what we do here at Servite, and what I think a lot of us do at our own high schools, that's what it's all about. And that was really good.
I mentioned at the top, you are the athletic director, so I got to ask you one AD job question. Is this a tough time of year for you, coach and AD, and doing everything in season like this? Or you've been doing this for a couple of years now, you kind of get the flow of it?
You know, I love it. It's hard. I don't ever feel like I'm going to work. I love what I do. You know, it's like we talked to the kids about it. It's about time management, and it's also about having a great team. I have a great coaching staff, and then I have a great group of people who are other head coaches and our athletic administrators with me here. And so I'm super blessed that I have two great teams that help make it manageable and just show up and do the best thing. But I think a big part of it is I don't feel like it's work. I love what I do, and I'm super fortunate to have a wife that is really supportive, and her and my son come to a lot of our games. So it all kind of works out, but it is a little tougher in the spring than it is in the fall and winter.
So
that's for sure, right? Yeah. Coach, we're looking forward to the postseason and Servite being a part of it. And we wish you luck, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. That's Matt Marujo, the head volleyball coach and the athletic director at Servite High School. My thanks again to Matt Marujo at Servite High School, and we will check in with him. I got some plans to do something over the summer with all the athletic directors, if we can pull it off at the Trinity League schools, and we'll see if that happens. Actually, Coach is the one that said, hey, do you do any like roundtable type shows, have multiple coaches or ADs on? I said, you know, it's something I've been thinking about doing. Then she bring it up, and it's something I really want to try to do over the summer. So we're going to see if we can make that happen. And big thanks to Coach Marujo for his time and for the suggestion as well. And if you have a suggestion for the show, don't hesitate to send us an email, catholicsportsview@gmail.com. Again, that is catholicsportsview@gmail.com. Anything you like about the show, or you have an idea, I guess maybe you'd like to hear on here, and then maybe we haven't even talked to yet, somebody that maybe on the periphery that you think would make a great guest for us within the Trinity League, go ahead and drop us a line. We'd love that as well. And of course, we have social media as well. X used to be called Twitter. I think most people still call it Twitter, but officially it is called X. And our handle there is @CatholicSV. Again, that is @CatholicSV. So that'll wrap things up for this week. Don't forget the Boers Baseball Classic this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. We will be out there, and our show next week will be dedicated to that as well. So be sure to be here, all you big baseball fans, and listen to all those interviews. We're going to talk to all the people over there. Again, we thank you for listening. I am Bob Gibson. This is Catholic Sports View, where athletics meets faith, and we are brought to you each and every week by the Catholic Diocese of Orange. Have yourself a great week.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports View, exploring where athletics meets faith, a production of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. Tell a friend about this podcast and be sure to share on your social media platforms. We'll catch up with you again next week, right here on Catholic Sports View.